everything's running smoothly.
Oh, here we go, Pete. Here we go. This, your Kansas City morning show. I only have like a few of those left. I just want to get that out of the way now. My name is Hartle. That is Pete. Oh, boy. I don't have a whole lot more of that, Pete. I need you to go ahead and I'm tagging out. Bring in the righty.
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Welcome to the KC Morning Show as presented by Charlie Hustle. We'll get into some of their championship teas a bit later.
You mean a championship tease? Ah, what a tease.
Well, when it comes to you, Hartzell, we know you're a championship sleaze. That's just the truth. Temperature right now, if you're just waking up, 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 29, 31. Real feel.
Ooh, that was smooth.
In the mid-20s.
Ooh, with the beat in the background.
I'll give you that weekend outlook. Today, high 37, low 21. A.m. clouds, p.m. sun. Don't know how that works, weather.com. I don't know how there could be sun in the p.m. Saturday, it's going to be a little sunnier, a little bit warmer. High of 44, low of 36. So a light coat as you're heading out to brunch on Saturday morning. And then Sunday, some AM showers, high of 47, low of 25. I get the feeling that maybe, just maybe, we're out of the darkness when it comes to this cold winter. But every year I do this, and then every year there's that stretch that hits you right before March. Don't do it to me, Kansas City. Come on, global warming. Work for me.
I got a feeling that it must be the off season. Because you're coming here with a dose of excitement that I haven't seen since our first show.
So here's how the season goes.
I mean, I'm not bringing it. I'm dying. So you, I need this out of
you. I get a few days off here and there. I do have occasional times where I can kind of recharge, right? There's a couple bye weeks. The Chiefs get bye weeks all the time now. But in the grand scheme of things, you can't get really back on a regular sleep schedule where you're getting enough sleep until the
off season. This is true.
So tonight is the first night. I don't even think I'm going out tonight. I think I'm just going to lay low. I know it's Friday.
What?
Usually I'll have a couple pops with my friends. To me, I get to sleep in. I want that, you know, like when you go out or whatever with your pals and you try to go to sleep, the sleep is never as good as when you don't go out. So this is a thing. I'm going to go home. I'm going to rest. I can shut the alarm off tomorrow. We're not going to soccer Saturday again. We're not doing that tomorrow.
You got your Tottenham shirt on,
yes,
man.
That's
what
right.
are you doing?
Do you want to go?
Let me check and see. What happened? What was it? Real field? Did I hear real field?
No, I'm not getting up for soccer Saturday. Sorry to our friends, Matt. And who's the other one?
I can't even think.
Jared.
Jared.
Tottenham, Jared, and Crystal Palace.
My head is in the clouds,
I'm going to be sleeping right through those games.
I'm going to be sleeping through the entire Saturday. But if you do want to go down there, make sure you take my punch card. Because if you get a bunch of those.
That's right, to Strange Days Brewing.
Thank you,
Strange Days. Our friends at Strange Days Brewing.
Yeah, do it again.
Our friends at Strange Days Brewing. When are we going to have a live show from Strange Days?
I want to have a live show with Radio Henry. Radio Henry is what a reoccurring theme on this, Casey.
Are you going to pick up some Strange Days? Hartzell, I have a problem with you, man.
Why do you go to these events?
Why do I find out that you're at these cool events on Instagram and Twitter?
I thought you're going a whole different direction.
Why do I find out that you're at a cool bar? Mm-hmm. You're at an opening, and I look in on Twitter, and I end up texting you, and I say, hey. Why am I not invited to the Sporting KC opening? Why am I in my house pants and not taking an Uber to you with my hair slicked back?
Ooh, you're right. You're right. You're not wrong.
I would have went to that event last night.
My defense.
This is why you have no energy, because you had to carry the team by yourself last night.
Oh, thank you, Pete, because I was going to say the same thing, because I brought it. It was our season launch party. We'll get to that in a second. But why you didn't get your invite, Pete, I forgot to check my email.
Sound like Travis Kelce.
I forgot to check my email, man. You had a spot. I'm not lying. You had a spot, and I forgot to tell you. You had a spot with me.
Yeah. Taking the cup this year.
Look at you. What's that cup called?
MLS Cup.
Look at you.
And we're going to get the other mid-season cup, too.
U.S. Open Cup,
you
say?
U.S. Open Cup.
Wow. Okay, I'll feed you. I'll feed you some lines.
How about that?
I'm proud of you. Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
That's
you got
two cups. One to drink out of, one to protect the jewels.
You are soccer ready. I have an extra ticket now to just about every game. So if you want to go, let me know.
I got a Sporting KC coming up for you later.
What? Really?
Oh, yeah, man. Don't scroll down.
Don't
scroll down.
Are you committed?
What do you mean?
Oh, you're down now because you have to have a new sports beat.
I'm Soccer Pete. I love Tottenham, and I love Sporting KC.
Who would have thought?
And I watch Crystal Palace games with Matt occasionally.
Who would have thought? Look at you go. From one football to, you just can't get rid of football is what it is. You just need football.
American football, mm-hmm. European football, whatever football you have for me, I'm ready to dive in. Pele.
Man, now you even got the legends.
Right. And so
wow.
Polito just came into town, Mr. Alan, and we're going to get sandwiches later.
Here, let me turn around your laptop. Do you have the roster pulled up right now?
No.
Are you sure?
No, dude, I've got that rundown. Look at that.
Oh, wow. That's all you.
Yeah.
Congrats, man. I'm
proud of you. I said to Alan the other day, I was like, listen, we got to get our guy Danny Chaloui scoring again. What happened to him? You know what I mean? Let's just get this guy going.
Anybody else you talk to?
How about that?
Do you have anybody else?
Hashtag bring Susie back. Come on. All right.
Oh, boy. You did your homework. I'm proud of you, Pete. Proud of you,
thank
Pete.
You.
Give me a letter.
Man, I always pick the same letters.
You do. You got to. Yeah. By the way, I've noticed that. You got to. Because
I love certain letters. R, easy letter.
I
love the Wheel of Fortune letters that they said you can't. They give you R S L T.
No, R S T L N E.
That's right.
There it is.
I'm gonna go E.
E.
Cause you're everything to
me.
Nope.
Sweet.
Here it is. Thank you.
God. Oh, I hate that we are on the same page now that I can now finish that.
Thank you.
Sweeney sentence.
It's going to be a good Friday.
Oh, it's going to be a Friday. Your KC Morning Show brought to you by our friends. Our friends. Where are they from, Pete? Who are they? Who are our friends and where are they from?
Charlie Hustle from Kansas City. Sweet shirts. I love their collection now. I don't want to get to this early, but I like their restaurants. Like the Minsky's pizza shirt.
Oh, right. They got the barbecue ones they do.
We'll talk more about.
But on your Fridays, we always are brought to you, presented by, powered by, whatever that thesaurus word would say. It's done by Charlie Hustle.
There it is.
A long walk, but we got there.
Yeah, so we're moving on from Chiefs stuff. We'll talk about them a little bit later. We're going to bury Chiefs again now that the parade is over. They're the champions, but we're going to talk about the parade in just a little bit. But right now, right, we're going to do some news.
Well, I got to also let it be known, because this was a week. I think I got a collective, I'm not even kidding, I got a collective like 10 or 11 hours of sleep this week. Was not able to.
You can hear it in your voice.
And this is good. This is actually like an improvement. We weren't able to get Sean this week. I'm going to probably record with him tomorrow.
So we'll do it on Monday again?
We'll do a movie Monday. That's what's great about alliterations. If you make it work, doesn't matter what day.
Right.
Flicks on Friday on Monday. No, just drop that part and call it Movie Monday. The alliteration continues.
Right. Okay, I understand now.
Thank you, Pete.
And if we ever have to do it on Wednesday, what are you watching Wednesday?
What? It's almost too easy. Well,
go on Tuesday or Thursday.
I guess. What will we do? Talkies on Tuesday and.
I guess.
I don't know what Thursday would be. Take a day off on Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday, drinking Diet Coke with some popcorn.
Made it work.
Thursday.
Made it work. Let's take a quick break. I gotta get a swig of some kind of water or any. I need something. Give me your coffee. I didn't bring any.
You have some.
Okay, that's my coffee for later.
Why do you take my coffee?
The KC Morning Show.
Hi, Pete.
Hello.
Peter G. Sween. I'm going to get it actually right this
that's
time.
That's my correct
it's
initial.
The actual... God-given.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, God. Where'd you come from?
You got to clean it up today.
I'm all over the place.
It's just me and you here.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Give you both. I give you the actual correct middle initial, or I can get the audio right. What do you want?
Time out.
What do you want?
You're giving me the correct initial, and you're playing audio at the wrong time. Something's wrong. Something is wrong with you today.
Abort. All right, Pete, let's see. I was listening back the other day, which I don't do a lot. If I ever listen, it's one time on the way home.
That's right.
I always say, all right, comma, Pete. And I'm starting to realize in my haste and my slightly slurred speech,
yes,
it's coming out R.I.P.
Rest in peace.
I mean, I feel like it's a bad omen. So I want to pull that back from the world.
Yeah, please do.
Let's do that. So, all
got
right.
Got a lot of life left to live.
You got nothing but a long 30 fun life to
trying live. Trying to be at least 80 fun. At least. Come on.
Man, if I make it to 40, then we're on borrowed time.
I'm trying to go for 113 so I could see the next century, and then I'm good to go. I highly doubt I'm making it then.
Listen, with today's technology and your pristine health, I don't understand how. I mean, who was it? Kirk Douglas. He was 103. He just died. Probably could have put that in the news. Stepped on that lead. I didn't even think about that.
Kirk.
Spartacus. We could have pulled Spartacus audio. Mm. It was 103, the least I could have done on this great KC film. Morning show.
Old film, though. You got to be careful with some of these old films.
Yeah, man.
Old films have set some bad precedents.
And I'm not going to lie, Spartacus didn't do it for me. And I'm not a critic. And I'm not, I'm not Sean. And Sean right now, if you're listening, I'm sorry. He's probably yelling in his car. What is Spartacus to me? I mean, come on. You know what Kirk Douglas is known for? Being Michael's dad.
American classic.
Being honestly, like. To me, he's just been that old guy who was on HBO once or twice. The sex appeal, though, was palpable. Palpable. I got nothing. You got nothing.
No, I have nothing for you, man.
We've clarified the RIP. All right, Pete, on that note, let's do. Oh, no, I'm not going to be able to get it. I'm not going to be able to do it. Just take me to the news.
Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
All right, I'm going to stop you right there.
Oh.
I'm not ready to do a freestyle today.
Oh, I thought something was wrong.
No.
Oh, no.
I was telling you.
Okay, wait.
I'm running out of freestyle. I'm not Eminem.
No.
I'm not White Rabbit.
No. What are you doing? You have to give the people what they want.
You know what? I'm out of rhymes.
No, the fact that you're even saying you're out of rhymes means you're doing it wrong. You're supposed to do it on the fly.
Just letting you know ahead of time.
Don't overthink it.
No, I'm just telling you.
I'm going to give you 2 seconds to think about it. And I'm going to hit this button.
Okay.
1001.
Okay.
1002.
Okay. Yep.
You've let me down.
All
right, this weekend you better put something together. If nothing else, all right, you gave it to them once. I want you to get even closer to that, Mike. Put on your Teddy Pendergrass and give them that hot, sweaty, passionate.
New.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Oh, let me try. All right, here we go. All right, let me find the beat. And we'll say, Pete, let's do the. No, okay. No. You had to ruin it. You had to pull out the cat. You always try to find a way to squeeze in the sound effect of a cat.
What are you talking about? I just think.
And it's always.
Here we are. It's beautiful here.
Inopportune.
Unlabeled
times.
Music services. I don't want to say that they have cats here, but I'm not 100% sure they don't.
I'm not going to say they don't have them.
That's right.
What we're trying to say.
Yeah.
Well, in my lack of sleep, Pete, our show sheet went from being 5 to 6 pages to being on essentially a napkin.
The way to describe your whole being right now is ratty. You're having a very ratty day.
I feel like this napkin. I really do. And if you can't hear it, it's already scratched up. It's been one of those kinds of weeks.
Yeah.
So while we were away,
yeah,
I think we can all just... We can all say that this was the biggest story, well, absolutely the biggest story in the last 50 years. The Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade that was on Wednesday. That's half of the reason why my chest is on fire right now. We braved the cold.
That's right.
We had a lot of fun. I think a lot of us were saying that because it was starting to snow a little bit. And at least, especially when we first got there, everyone I heard was just saying, you know what? This is worth it. Like, this is cool. This is really, really cool. Almost, I didn't want to go this far.
Uh-oh.
Someone said that this is almost Super Bowl. This is Super Bowl weather. Guy, let's go ahead and pump them brakes. I still prefer sunny and 75.
It was nice in Florida.
Was it nice? I bet it was. What was the temp that last day?
It was perfect. It was like the mid-60s for the Super Bowl.
God. Ugh.
It was awesome.
Because I was there in April, and it was a swamp.
Yeah.
Good for you, man. Good for you. So, yeah, Super Bowl season, the fever. Honestly, we're in off-season, air quotes, but I feel like we're just going to keep this thing going for the foreseeable future. It's just partying all day, every day.
It has been impressive. The Chiefs fans, they just don't want to stop drinking and dancing and, mm-hmm. and partying. I feel it even
partying,
past the parade.
Lombardian.
For example, I think this weekend in Kansas City, mm-hmm. I think it's still going to have a little bit of that energy. I think are still jazzed up.
Like, Mosaic really is going to still be lit this weekend, and you might see our boys in there again.
I think they may be. I think they might say, let's stay for one more go round before, you know, they head back to their respective places.
One less call for Al.
Mahomes is from Texas, so he usually trains in the offseason in Texas.
Did he already go to Disney World yet?
He did. He went right after. So
smart.
What's ridiculous is the NFL makes the winning head coach and the winning MVP have a press conference the next day. So Mahomes and Reed go to the podium and they are like, yeah, we didn't sleep. No one sleeps because they have a post-game party. And the crew didn't get back there to the hotel until 1 a.m.
Oh, boy.
So the party goes from, 1 a.m. to X.
Yeah.
And then by 8:30 a.m. local time, they have to be back at the podium. So even the media. So, like, I was not.
Oh, no.
I did not party after the Super Bowl. I didn't. And because I just had so much work going on, I only slept 2 hours. We did that show. I told you, we did that show. And that was someone who, like, didn't really party after the game. I just was doing work. And so, some of the other 610 sports radio guys, they mm-hmm. slept like 50 minutes because they had to be up.
That's unreal. I didn't know about the mandatory press conference deal. I did not know. That's news to me.
It's just based upon the time of the game and the way it works out. I mean, you wake up the next day, you have to wake up early with all the post-game stuff.
And for Pat, man, that's just the new nature of the beast for him.
Same thing with the Good Morning Football crew. They didn't sleep at all, and they had to get up and prepare the show and read scripts and then be back in New York the next day. The Super Bowl transition is not good for anyone.
No, I'm going to, dare I say, not healthy.
Yeah, they almost make a good case for, like, having it on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That way America is off.
What was that little boy? Little boy we played from, was it New York? Long Island, I think. The little boy who wanted to start the petition.
There is a lot of reasons to
do it. He was a visionary.
But
that little 16-year-old had it right.
And so you get up the next day, and I went to this press conference on Monday, mm-hmm. and Roger Goodell gives you this presser where he hands the football from Miami to Tampa. So literally.
Oh, okay. I get you. Okay.
Less than 12 hours after the Super Bowl is over, he's like, yeah, we're very excited about season 55. And it's like, we just finished season 54, Raj. I need my beauty sleep. I need my 5 months off from this.
The machine keeps going, man.
Someone posted today, I think it was KNBC on their Instagram as I was waking up. I always check the gram. It said, 5 months till training camp. KNBC, relax.
Can we
not?
Also, y'all do know that pitchers and catchers report soonish. You know,
no one has any respect for the Royals.
We
right
could
now.
Probably talk about that a little
Nobody
bit. I mean,
does.
I don't have any. Did you put anything in the sheet?
Yeah, of course I did. This is I have a sports segment. The Chiefs are over. I have sporting stuff. I have royal stuff.
Hey, this is why we have a journalist on this show.
Workhorse, show pony.
Patrick Mahomes eliminated all doubt.
This team was down 10 points with 7 minutes left.
And won the Super Bowl by 11.
This praise about how dedication pays off.
And why good things are worth waiting for.
Like I said, there's a fan base, and then there's Chiefs Kingdom!
Oh, my God.
Woo! Woo, 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 woo. Woo, boys, woo, girls, yeah! Parade. I love a parade. Love a parade. Who did I see? So we were posted up because you didn't show up, Pete. I thought there was a chance you might. You did not.
And as I saw more and more people
you did not
going into the area and just how crowded it was, I said, I'm going to just sit here and cover it from home. And it was the right call because I got everything up on the internet on arrowheadpride.com. It was great. I got to listen and record the speeches, which we'll get into too.
Oh, I got a couple of those too. I got a couple.
And it got everything on the web, and then I was able to quickly transition to a net.
Well, we were posted up. I was with The Buzz, 96.5 The Buzz. Radio Henry, can you say that again, my radio station, please?
96.5 The Buzz.
So we were posted up at the Record Bar on Grand or Main?
That's on Grand Ave, Artsel.
Thank you, Radio Henry.
No problem.
So we're at... We're at the Record Bar. We had a perfect spot because I was actually on an elevated little platform. Could look out the window. Had a covered patio outside. So we were sitting real, real nice.
From the windows to the wall.
Till the sweat.
Nope, too much.
Drop down my...
Morning show.
Till the sweat dropped down my
there you
wall.
Go. Okay.
To all adventurous growth.
I came
skates.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. That was... Oh, poor decision. But one of the highlights of the parade, one of the early highlights, or maybe low lights. Let me backtrack.
Sure.
Low lights.
Yeah.
Was that chase? That's what are we?
There was a car chase several hours before it began, according to the Kansas City Star. The driver who led police in a high speed car chase down the parade route told officers the last thing he remembered was getting high. And so he didn't even remember doing it when he woke up.
It looks like a gray sedan with potentially a flat tire speed past.
There was a chase that began here just at the beginning of the parade route.
Look at all the police cars.
There's
see that
look
car?
Right there. Look
looks
at that.
Like the smashed on the side. Oh, my goodness. And yep, and definitely at least one tire was flat. Looks like they're trying to box that car in. So dangerous. Oh, my goodness.
Look how many people
out
along the side of the parade route here. Gosh, that's happening
spin
right in the
move
middle of it.
Good grief.
Taylor Ham, that's Lindsay Shively, friends of the show, 41 Action News.
Are they, though? You keep saying we got these friends of the show, and I just don't seem to believe it.
You know, if you follow each other on Twitter and Instagram and, you know, send each other tweets.
Well, I mean, wait, really?
Yeah, that's who I go on with in the morning, my colleagues.
You know, I'm still, like, I was born and raised here, and so some of the anchors from these TV, you know, these news stations, TV shows, have been around for a while. So I still kind of geek out. I still kind of fanboy when I see the news. The news liked your tweet.
Oh yeah,
got a retweet from the news. So I still think that's fun.
Yeah, I mean, they're your idols. They're my pals. That's cool.
Okay. Speaking of idols and pals, actually not at all. We've got news out of DC. Mm. While we were doing parade and Chiefs, all that. It's just, again, it has been a week. We've had quite the year this week, just in general. Not even just in the news, just overall, just an overarching umbrella. It's impeachment's over.
In and out.
Been there, done that, acquitted. What a time killer. Wow, we really had time to kill.
The only way that Trump is really getting out of the White House, as I've tried to tell you, is by vote. And that happens later this year.
The president unplugged, riffing for more than an hour.
I never thought a word would sound so good. It's called total acquittal.
Both buoyant and bitter, unloading on the Democrats in the relentless string of investigations.
It was evil. It was corrupt. It was dirty cops. It was leakers and liars.
Punctuating his anger with an expletive.
It was all bullshit.
I think this is...
This was the damnedest thing. I watched a lot of it. Because, by the way, this isn't like at a rally.
Here's the thing.
This is the green
room. This is
the
difference with...
And the White House.
This is the difference with Trump.
The White House.
So, in the past, right, you have these presidential candidates. And they go after each other. Mm-hmm. And it gets heated. It gets dirty. But at the end of the presidential campaign, the winner usually says, what a great campaign. The loser is usually cordial and says, it was good to go in battle. Okay, you're the president. President Trump never lost that campaign dirty, heated energy. Like, just in the matter that he talks. It's no, like, we're all in this together.
But don't think he doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh, of course.
Like, everyone...
Because you can take that energy and go with it to the next campaign, which is interesting, and we'll see what happens here.
That's the problem with the media. Oh, God. That's the problem with the media. Is that
you're in the media, man.
They play... Oh, don't.
You are. You are.
Now, I am not a part of this.
We are both in the media, and we both have our own opinions.
I am not a part of the media. I am an independent voice of the voiceless.
What do you work for?
Intercom.
There it is. It's
probably the second biggest radio conglomerate in the. Okay. I know. I get it. Okay. You know, but there, you know what? It's not selling out.
Mm.
It's buying in.
That's right.
That's what that is.
Hashtag still here.
What were we talking about? Trump, Festivus, all the grievances. It was quite the show. Quite the show. It's lawlessness. Absolute lawlessness. Pete, what do you got going on? You know what? I thought about not doing this one, but let me just power through. Mm-hmm. Power through.
What is it?
You got a date for Valentine's Day or anything like that? You got anything going on? Or?
You're asking me.
I'm not asking myself.
Yes.
I know the answer to that question.
I'm taken for, yes. Why?
Well, if you are looking for plans, if you're trying to have a single awareness date with yourself, a restaurant is offering a unique ideal for singles who want to still get out on Valentine's Day in the name of self-love. I have a clip here from Friends. Never watched it. In my opinion, a terrible show, but the kids love it.
You're a Ross.
What does that even mean?
Hmm? She'll never know.
I wish I was one of those people who could eat in restaurants alone. You should try it. It's a really good thing to do. I think I would feel really self-conscious, you know, like I was on display or something.
No, I was on display once. Nothing like eating alone.
Although I must say that I totally judge any woman I see eating alone.
Excuse me, what is wrong with a woman eating alone?
Well, obviously something. She's eating alone.
Oh, no! That's one of the jokes?
Mm-hmm.
That's terribly offensive.
Oops.
Why do people enjoy that show? By the way...
Oh my goodness!
I'm gonna see how this show gets me so worked up. This show, how do people enjoy that? It's trash. Also, find me one black person on that show. It's like an ant in a snowstorm. So yeah, you try to find me one. I think there was some chick was on a comedian. One.
It's like my high school in Long Island.
Oh, that's it. I thought you had a joke. You're just stating a fact.
No, it was.
Okay.
We had, unfortunately, it was not that.
Facts only.
It's a good school, but it was not that diverse. And I was an all-boy Catholic high school, so you can imagine.
Oh, really? Oh, didn't, okay. I can't imagine. You got the flow for it.
So I went from
that hard part.
I went from this all-boy Catholic high school to public for the first time.
Oh, wow.
When I went to college, which was this small school in upstate New York initially. Let me tell you, that was a good move for me. But yes, Friends did not have the diversity going for it, and that's the politest way to say it.
Oh, I know. I know you're a fan. I know you like some Friends.
And really, what the problem with that is no one told everyone else that life was going to be that way.
All right, so that no.
Their jobs were a joke. They're broke.
Oh, no.
Their love life's DOA.
Mm-mm, we're not doing that. Mm-mm.
It's like they were always stuck in second gear.
Oh, my God.
When it wasn't their day, their week, their month, or even their year, but they were there for you. You got to say that. They were there for you.
Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum. I played you off.
Because I'm there for you, too.
So if you are single and lonely, perhaps you should check out this London pop-up. It is called 2-for-1.
London?
Yeah.
You want our listeners to go to London?
We have, first off, we have listeners in the UK.
That's true.
So you kick rocks. Yeah. And you know what? With the week I've had, maybe I want to take a vacation. Maybe
here on
I
the Kansas City Morning Show, we are just asking you to purchase a little flight over across the pond. It should only cost you about $1,200 a pop. And then go on your singles day.
Hey, that's our next sponsor. Our next sponsor.
I hope so.
This pop-up is called 2-for-1, and they will have mirrors. I repeat, like those mirrors. Mirrors for single patrons with feel-good music playing and motivational quotes displayed.
If I'm eating, I don't want to look at my lonely ass.
You're looking at yourself. Listen, Pete, I've been saying this now for about a week. The therapist told me to say this. To love yourself is the beginning of a lifelong friendship. So that's what I was told.
That's good advice.
And it's worked for me. Mm. Again, this about 1 week. Mm. But there is a plot twist. So as you're sitting in front of yourself, loving all that that three-course meal.
That's right.
Towards the end, the mirrors will be removed.
Whoa.
To reveal that someone else has also been eating alone on the other side. Now, I can't tell if this is depressing.
Spoiler alert.
I mean, I think you know that coming in. You just don't know who it is. I think that's the surprise. You don't know who it is. But so I can't tell.
I guess you have to tell them if you're heterosexual or homosexual at the beginning.
Maybe. Or waka waka.
Just say whatever.
I'll just play it by ear. Listen. Listen. They love Bowie in the UK. And that man, he f***ed everything. So.
What a weird concept.
So after that, the two people will decide if they want to pay. Oh, what? I didn't read this. Oh, my God. Then the two people.
It's like a reality show.
Will decide if they want to pay for the check separately or split the bill for a 2-for-1 discount. Okay, that's where they got the name. What? So even if the person on the other side isn't your soulmate, but who knows, parenthetical. There you go. You could still get a great meal on the cheap. Okay, I take this back. I think this might be kind of cool.
It's bizarre.
I don't. You know what? Never mind. I take that back. I don't, because this is just speed dating, and I can't do any of that. No. Never mind. Never mind. I'm out.
Not. Listen. If this is your cup of tea, by all means. What a way to say it, because it's based in London. But what are the type of people that are going to this event? I don't think it's anyone you want to date.
Single people.
I don't think
obviously.
It's anyone you want to date.
See, this is why those
I'm
folks,
you, man.
This, it's people like you.
No,
it's
here we go.
Assholes like
you. What do
you
mean people like
in
me?
That people wear plaid on the weekends.
Yeah, it's Friday, man.
It's because it's party and plaid. It's
Friday morning. It's not the weekend yet.
It's judgmental people
switching
like
you. Switching to my
yourself,
corduroy after work.
These poor souls have to sit with their lonely hearts and look at a mirror of themselves, like the Spider-Man meme, because the people like you don't give them a chance. So you know what? Bad on you, Pete. Bad on you. For these people trying to find love, you know, we're judging them.
Only hearts. Who's going to this? Sergeant Pepper?
There's going to be people who listen to the show who are not going to get that reference. And that's just too damn bad.
Study up, kids.
Kids, ask your parents. All right. I was going to do another story. We might save that one for Monday. This one is a mac and cheese ice cream.
That's a good tease. Come back Monday for cheese and ice cream, two of the greatest foods on the planet. You want me to get right into sports, or do you want to sweep? What do you want to do?
I was going to do this because we have a concert announcement.
Oh, go ahead.
This one we just picked up, I think, on Tuesday. It's a show we got from my radio station, Radio Henry. What's that station one more time?
That's 96.5 The
Buzz. Well done. Radio Henry knows how to hit that beat, doesn't he?
Listen longer here on 96.5 The Buzz. This one coming in at number 12. Give me the name of it, Hartzell.
This Wish You Were Here. It's Incubus on The Buzz.
Yes, number Wish You Were Here. Come in three spots up. Wish You Were Here. This one goes out. Marie says, I'd like to dedicate this song to my boyfriend, Steve. Steve, I love you. Marie. Number 12 here on 96.5 The Buzz.
The ocean looks like a thousand diamonds.
Incubus, come into the Truman.
Marie and Steve won't be going to London anytime soon.
Oh, man, that was excellent. Incubus at the Truman, June 26th. Get your tickets. I believe they're on sale today, this morning.
I wish you were here.
That's a good show. I think I saw that 311's on that show. It's in an email that I didn't read. That's on me. Probably could have came prepared. I did not. Also, Come to Town, Lovely the Band. I like them quite a bit. They have a song called Broken. I like that you're broken like me. Maybe that makes me a fool. They'll be at the Truman as well. June 7th at the Truman.
That's right.
Lots of good shows. I love the Truman. I'm a big fan. So get those tickets. 96.5 The Buzz. .com.
Right. Excellent.
You know what? For being working with 2 hours of sleep, crazy week, I'm going to go so far as to say that was a damn good bit of news.
I'll tell you what, you started the show really low, and each segment, I feel you're getting better and better.
Honestly, you're not wrong.
It's a build-up today.
You know what? I actually kind of sound a little bit better.
Yeah, you sound great, man.
I think.
Keep your head up.
Keep going. Stop it some more. Stop it some more.
The KC Morning Show.
It's just nice to see you with nice to see you with some clothes on. Let's change the pace this week. Actually, the last 10 days while you're out of town working, didn't seem to have a whole lot of clothing on. Not a whole lot of material.
No, it was in Florida.
And now you've returned home. I see the first thing you did was to find yourself a Charlie Hustle shirt.
That's right.
Where'd you get that shirt from? You got it from Charlie Hustle.
This one?
No, not that one, dummy. God, you. We were doing so well.
I'm just confused.
We were doing so well.
What are we talking about?
Are you not? Okay, I was taking a walk. I was starting to get a little. I was starting to meander a little bit. Your KC. Now I can't even speak. Your KC Morning Show brought to you on Fridays by our friends at Charlie Hustle.
Oh, I see where you're going with it. Yeah, they have a new Champions collection out right now. A really sweet tee, kegger at my mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
I think that refers back to Paul Rudd.
His mom.
At the Royals parade.
We're not going to let that joke die. We're going to keep that one going.
I like that one. City of Champions shirt. That's my favorite. This gray one that has the background of the city.
Yeah,
when we talk to our guy Patrick, that's going to be the one I request.
Real slick. No. Give me one of those two. Give me one. I still want the Miami one.
No, you'll get the Kansas City World Champs shirt.
Oh, I will also take circular. That. On, yeah. Here's the thing. You can't lose.
One that would look best on you. I feel like you always look best in these baby shirts that like look like it would be for like a kid. You like that? See, that's something you would wear.
Okay, it's not a baby shirt. Yeah, it's the old school.
It's got like a trim on it.
It's the 70s baseball tee.
KC World Champs ringer tee with some nice trims.
The trim around the neck and right on the bicep area. It's something that style shirt that Matthew McConaughey wore.
But here's the deal. CharlieHustle.com.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
/collections/arrowhead-collection. CharlieHustle.com/collections/arrowhead-collection. Your promo code KCMS20 will get you 20% off. So you're celebrating the Chiefs this weekend, I mean, these shirts are cool. That's all I'll say. So take a look and enjoy.
KCMS20, 20% off. KCMS20.
20, 20, 20, 20. Just 120.
The KC Morning Show.
Pete, to sports we go.
So, the Chiefs parade, as we know it, was a success. Just ask our friend Travis Kelce.
21 years. How about that? I'm going to walk this wall. How about 21 years? Y'all know what that means? Everybody here is thinking, oh, that's when I can, you know what I mean, legally get a drink. Yeah. No, 21 years. That's how long it's just been turning for my guy Andy Reid. It's just been turning and turning and turning. And what we do, we unleash a can of whoop-ass on everybody. 24-0, I ain't trying to hear it. Down 10, I ain't trying to hear it. Fourth quarter, 6 and whatever left on the clock. Down 10. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, baby. How about Sammy Watkins? Woo!
There you
so
go.
Here's the thing, because you know he got the WWE sent him that championship belt, which I gotta find a way to buy a replica one.
They send each team that.
He clearly was in full promo mode. He had the mic in front of him. He was doing Stone Cold Steve Austin. We lost him. We lost them.
Let's just say what it was. The Chiefs were drunk.
They were wasted. All drunk. And good for them. I saw some mess. So many Karens and Sues and Beths.
Oh, wow.
We're all saying how much, my children. Listen, lady, have you done anything of significance besides pop out the little badass kids? Put some goggles on them or go watch it at house. Go find some pine.
Kelce announced that Fight for the Right to Party would be the new...
make me so mad.
Touchdown song next year.
Just go back to Twitter.
The Chiefs were drinking a lot, as Hartle was saying. Mahomes and other players were seen chugging. At one point, Mahomes was pouring beer into Kelce's mouth from one of the floats.
As he should. Do it again.
Here's a tweet from Derek Donovan, the community engagement editor at the Kansas City Star. Kansas City loves its Chiefs, but I could publish a whole page of good letters to the editor from fans upset at the players drinking during the Super Bowl parade yesterday.
Oh, my God. Quit clutching your pearls, Karen.
Here's what I will say.
It's not. Oh my God.
I think there's room. I think there's room to have maybe the Chiefs.
No.
Do their
answer's wrong
prior
Mm-mm.
to the parade,
Mm-mm.
and then go on the parade.
Don't
around?
Change a damn thing.
Other than that, I don't really have a problem with the rest of it.
I know. I wish they were more lit.
I cut it out, but Travis Kelce, when he first got on the mic, he just saw the World War One Museum and started just talking about veterans. I don't even think that was planned necessarily in his speech, and I'll just say that. I don't want to speak for him necessarily, but that's just a feeling that I get.
He was excellent. He was great. Chief Travis Kelce had himself, and the world loves him. The league loves him, but the last month?
Yeah.
He's had another breakthrough, I think. He's our new Gronk.
A couple of viral moments in the parade that have been going around, and this is from fans. Someone was on one of the trees near Union Station with their butt out, and they fell off the tree. And then Patrick Mahomes was throwing footballs to people, and someone ran into a parking meter and just got drilled.
You see his quote about that? He said, that was a professional hit. It was clean.
A clean hit. There was no contact to the head. Luckily, he's still alive. From what I saw, only five people ended up getting arrested, and that includes Ass Guy out of the tree mm-hmm. and our friend who took the joyride.
And there's a guy who stood on a horse.
And yes, he was another one.
So that's three out of five.
Yeah, and I'm sure the others were just drunk and reckless.
Your basic disorderly conduct, easy. Nothing. Nothing. Chalk that up to experience.
Hartzell, your pal Donald Trump has invited the Chiefs to the White House.
The Chiefs could soon be headed for the White House.
That's right. President Trump announced today that the Chiefs are invited to the White House to celebrate their Super Bowl win. Andy Reid previously told reporters that if the team was invited, he'd be there. The Chiefs have not confirmed when the team will make the trip. President Trump said in an interview with reporters today that the coach loves us.
Andy Reid told reporters it would be quite the honor to visit the White House. Tyreek Hill and Tyrann Mathieu said it would also be an honor to represent the Chiefs at the White House. While other players said they have mixed feelings about a potential visit, professional teams in the past have debated whether or not to visit the president. This president in particular, some teams like the New England Patriots have gone. Back in 2018, the Cavs and Warriors agreed neither team would go. Trump invited, then disinvited the women's U.S. national team. And it goes on and on, this dilemma since Trump has taken the White House of whether teams go or not. Because, again, his politics, are somewhat extreme. It looks like at least some of the Chiefs will attend following along with Coach Andy Reid. I actually think a lot of the Chiefs will go. I mean, there may be a handful that say no. And it is literally only because they love Andy Reid so much, so Reid may ask them and say, we should go to this and represent the team.
Well, I'm just happy that we're going there, because if he had to come here, God forbid he goes to the right state, or
the great state of Kansas.
Great state of Kansas.
Yes, there was a tweet that came out, and Trump congratulating the great state of Kansas for the Super Bowl, and that rubbed people the wrong way. New barbecue partnership at Sporting KC.
Unforgivable.
The American Royal Barbecue Concession Stand, my new favorite place, will be featured prominently on the stadium concourse above 127, serving classic barbecue fan favorites such as
pulled pork, brisket,
burnt end sandwiches, plus new creations like the burnt end nachos with molasses, baked beans, cheese, and onion strings.
I tried it yesterday. It was phenomenal.
They have a new kit.
We got our new kit. I didn't bring it.
It's gorgeous. What color is it?
It is our Sporting blue. It's actually a darker blue.
Darker blue.
It's got the Adidas stripes on the shoulder. It's got a little bit of a sparkly-ish
thing. Yeah, I love it.
It pops.
It looks great.
It pops.
This team is going to be the best dressed in the MLS, and we are very excited for the season to begin. Mm-hmm. Hartzell, we're going to do another Soccer Saturday soon. We got to get one in. It's not going
to
be this
We have Saturday. To do it soon because here, starting March 7th, that's the home opener for Sporting.
Yeah.
My Saturdays are going to be kind of booked now. See, now I have to work.
Right. I'll be there. We'll be co-representing the morning show.
Are you asking me for tickets?
Royals start up next week.
That's what I thought.
The Royals. Can you believe this? We just finished the Chiefs season. I cannot believe what I'm saying right now. We just finished this Chiefs season, and all of a sudden, it's baseball year. The Royals officially open up spring training in just 5 days. Hartzell, are you excited
for
baseball
at
the
camp?
I am excited, too. I can't wait to get in there with my pal, Denny. Denny Matthews.
Your good friend, Denny?
The Royals takes a field. With football over, we are turning our attention to March Madness. Kansas looks for their eighth win in a row on Saturday against TCU, 11 a.m. on ESPN2. At 2:30, your Tigs, the Mizzou Tigs, take on Arkansas, the Razorbacks, at 2:30 p.m. on the SEC Network. That's a loss. Kansas State visits Iowa State at 7 p.m. on ESPN2. The Wildcats have dropped two in a row. It's going to be an interesting tournament this year, the Big 12 coming into Kansas City, because Kansas is just going to win.
I mean, what's new?
It's not going to be. I don't think there's going to be any question
Iowa
about
State
it.
Always has a great fan base that comes. I always am announcing the Fan Fest, but we know the spoiler on this one. It's going to be KU by a mile.
Yeah, and Baylor is also in the mix. We can't forget about Baylor, but I just know how this works, right? Like, Baylor, even though they're the best team in the country, KU is going to come in and take everyone off and end up beating Baylor in the
finals. That's what KU does, and they yell and scream online about, oh, this is our worst team.
Worst team ever.
You guys, we're done. And then, oh, my God.
Baylor is 20-1 right now.
And
Kansas is 19-3. But
oh, my God, we're number one again. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, you know how this works.
Oh, my God.
You know how it works.
Wave that wheat.
UMKC plays this weekend, too. Saturday, New Mexico State, 7 p.m. at home. It's Scholars Night high school for high school scholars. So, Hartzell, you wouldn't have been a part of this.
Calling all no idea what you're talking about.
KC scholars, join us for a night of fun, pizza, and free Rue gear as our men take on New Mexico State. So, shout out to the high schoolers. Get out to UMKC, 7 o'clock at home on Saturday. And then I have a weekend preview for you coming up right after this.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Aha! Give me that weekend preview.
All right, here's what's happening. This
Hold on. Let's reset.
What?
Because my name is Hartzell.
Oh.
And you are Pete.
Pete, coming from you in Westport, from Unlabeled Music Services. I still have to look. I sometimes forget the name of where we are. And you should check them out.
That's probably why we can't sell any sponsorships. You can't remember the name of the building.
They have an Unlabeled.
Jesus, Pete.
Unlabeled experience. You can come in here with your friends and family, party it up, go on to the karaoke, fancy karaoke machine.
No, it's what you do. You're not selling it. That's not a karaoke machine.
It's a music studio.
That is a professional music studio. Great. Post Malone has recorded in the studio. It's right. Not a karaoke
Mahomes, room. Post Mahomes and Travis Kelce went to the concert the other night. They were treated like rock stars.
Yeah, they were rumbling, stumbling, and bumbling. I loved it.
These guys love alcohol. Limitless Tattoo, yes. Limitless Tattoo Company presents Kansas City Glory.
Okay.
So
okay.
If you want a Kansas City Chiefs tattoo, half off at Limitless Tattoo now. Designs start at $50 and are based on the tattoo size and detail. So if you want to celebrate the Chiefs forever, do it at Limitless. Today at 5 p.m., it's called The Pairing, Crossroads Wine and Grocer.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like this fancy schmancy grocery store. 5 p.m. It's at 1615 Oak Street in KC Mo in the Crossroads. It's February 1st Friday, the first Friday of February, if you want to head down.
Oh, God, is that today?
Yeah.
God, I had plans that I no longer have plans for. Continue on.
That's all right, man. You make other plans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I'm going to sleep, but you can't come have plans with me, but you have plenty of friends. And
so
I
much Star Wars is going to be watched this weekend. Much Star Wars.
February 7th, today.
Star Wars.
Today at 4:30, it's Free Sample Friday, so maybe you do this, Hartzell. Okay. Boulevard Irish Ale, Fling and More, that's happening at the Boulevard Brewing Company starting at 4:30. That's
okay,
interesting.
Okay.
Polar Plunge for the Special Olympics happens tomorrow, 9 a.m., 4500 Shawnee Mission Parkway. It's KCTV 5, so you can take the Polar Plunge if you'd like to. It's at Shawnee Mission Park Lake. That's beginning at 9 a.m. Again, the Polar Plunge is for the Special Olympics.
Hey, do you get charged for having to cancel like a reservation somewhere?
No.
They don't charge you for that, right?
You don't put a credit card down, did you?
No, I didn't. Okay, unrelated. But are you sure though? Because I have to change some plans.
Relatively.
Now. Okay. Okay.
Also,
you want to go?
When is it?
It was supposed to be a surprise. It's going to be
surprise me. Where are we going? You want me to wear a blindfold?
Pick me up at 6.
All right, I'll be blindfolded and I'll just drive us there. Okay, February 8th, Saturday, 11:30 a.m. It's Brunched 2020,
okay.
Hosted by The Pitch KC. Get ready and ready for this, Hartzell. This is Kansas City loves this event. The fourth year of KC's Boozy Brunch event. Grab a friend and get ready for the brunch like you've never brunched before. Brunch is the one time simple dishes. They have Austin East Ciders, another Broken Egg Cafe, Biz and Weezy Confections, among other brunch places. This is going to be at the Madrid Theater. Tickets are still available, 11:30 a.m. Kansas City loves to brunch. This seems like a good event, so Check it out if you want. It's also the sixth anniversary of the Beer Festival at KC Beer Co. That's happening at 1 p.m. on Saturday. It's also Brew Fest. This city loves to drink. Kansas City Brew Fest happening at 1 p.m. To 9 p.m. at Union Station. Tickets are still available for that, but they go out fast. 8 p.m. at the Sprint Center on Saturday. It is, I'm sorry, 7 p.m. It's the Harlem Globetrotters. So,
oh, they're back, huh?
You know who's going to win that game?
Oh, they're back.
Starting at
it's the
Washington Generals.
Generals, that's it. That's right.
The Harlem Globetrotters versus the Washington Generals. And then at February 8th at Casual Animal on Saturday, it is a wigging out birthday party. So they're turning two.
I couldn't get this pulled up in time. Of course, I couldn't find the music until you're literally done.
And that is your weekend preview. What are you doing this weekend, Hartzell?
Nothing.
If you have an event for us, and for Hartzell in particular, these are just some of the events.
Probably going to drink a little bit.
If you have one we need to know
plenty
about,
of watering holes, that's
please
what
email us at kcmorningshow@gmail.com. I haven't checked our email in a while, but I will.
I checked it this morning. Not a thing.
Nothing. So email us. kcmorningshow@gmail.com.
Hey, we still have a phone number, right?
We have not checked that at all.
Well, what was it?
We got to clean it up.
200.
The show has gotten lost upon us.
2686.
As I was very busy during the season.
What was that number?
I have no idea.
Doesn't matter because we didn't get a voicemail because it's actually linked to my phone. No notifications.
Okay, here's how to follow us on social media. Tell a friend. KC Morning Show everywhere. That's on Twitter and so on and so forth. The KC Morning Show on Instagram, where
the KC Morning Show
should be a little bit more active now since I'm done with the season. I could spend a little bit more time putting some stuff on there for you beautiful people. My KC Morning hose.
YouTube coming soon.
The KC Morning Show is presented on Fridays by Charlie Hustle. So check that out. And that's it. That's all I got for you today. Have a good Friday, right? Going back to
Kansas City. Excellent, Pete. Excellent. All right, man. Well, hey, have a good weekend, buddy.
Yeah, this should be good, and we'll be back on Monday.
And take the weekend, get caught up on how many months is the Chiefs season?
This is going to be a glorious sleep tonight. I'm going to force myself to stay in bed for 12 hours, I think.
Well, if you...
that's my plan.
If you need any company or anything...
You want to snuggle.
You want a little snuggle bug. You got any more screeners? You got any more movies in? Hey, you just want to... Hey, look at me. Hey, look at me.
I have to check, man.
Look at me. Just want to hang out this weekend? Just want to hang out? Please?
You're a hangout guy now.
Please?
Maybe on Saturday.
Hey. Please?
What are you doing Saturday? We'll hang out.
Nothing.
We'll have something to talk about.
Nothing. All right. Hey. Please? All right. My name is Hart. So that, Pete. Give me a letter.
R.
R for Are You Ready?
Yes.
That's Pete. My name's Hartzell.
Have a weekend.
Happy weekend. See you in the morning. You know, the letter thing is just, I'm just running out of material.